Chapter 7, The Game. Le Chiffre and Bond looked at each other coolly. Then Bond put a packet of French francs on the table. The other players watched. They could feel the coldness between the two gamblers. No one spoke as Le Chiffre took the four cards. The croupier pushed Bond's two cards towards him. Bond looked at the cards quickly. Then he looked at Le Chiffre. After a moment, Bond turned his cards over. They were a four and a five, and nine. There was a little cry of surprise from the other players. Then Le Chiffre carelessly turned over his two cards. They were two picture cards worth nothing. The game went on. Bond looked at the people who were standing around the table. He soon saw Le Chiffre's two gunmen. They were standing behind the banker. The man by Le Chiffre's right arm was tall, with a grey face. The other man was short and dark. He had a flat head and a thick moustache. There was a wooden walking stick next to him. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and Bond had won 4 million francs. He now had 28 million francs. Le Chiffre continued to play calmly. The Greek at number one was having a bad time. He lost a bet of 500,000 francs, and then another. He passed on the third bet.
"A bank of 2 million, said the croupier.
Players two and three passed.
"Banco," said Monsieur Sixte, and lost the bet.
"A bank of 4 million francs, said the croupier.
"Banco," said Bond.
The croupier pushed two new cards towards him. Bond looked at them quickly. He had a dangerous total of five, but he did not take another card. Le Chiffre turned over his two cards. He had a picture card and a four. He took another card from the shoe. It was a three.
"The bank has seven," said the croupier.
He turned over Bond's losing cards.
"Five," he said.
He took 4 million francs from Bond's money.
"A bank of 8 million, said the croupier.
Bond took the bet and lost again to Le Chiffre's nine. In two bets, he had lost 12 million francs. He had 16 million francs left. He looked across at Le Chiffre.
"Do you want to lose even more, Mr. Bond?" the Russian's eyes seemed to ask.
Bond took some francs and plucks from his pocket. He pushed them into the center of the table. His mouth had suddenly gone dry. Vespa and Felix Leiter had come to the table. Leiter looked worried, but Vespa smiled at him. The gunman with the stick was now behind Bond. The croupier pushed Bond's two cards towards him. Bond looked at them. Then he looked again. He had an ace and a picture card.
"A card," he said. He tried to sound calm. Le Chiffre turned over his two cards. He had a picture card and a five.
He took another card from the shoe. The croupier pushed it to Bond. It was a five. Bond now had six, and Le Chiffre had five. The banker took another card and turned it over. Le Chiffre needed a 1, 2, 3, or 4 to win. It was a four. Le Chiffre had won. Bond had lost all his money.